Well, the earliest roads were just plain dirt roads.
Okay.
And then around here, the improved road was gravel road.
Mm-hmm.
And then the pioneers, they used some planks too. They had plank roads and some corduroy roads, which were just logs cut and placed crossways on the right of way, which was pretty bumpy traveling.
Yeah.
And the pike roads were bad in the rainy weather because the water would squirt between the planks and spray the passengers in the buggies, carriages, and stagecoaches. And then after the gravel, then crushed rock was used. And then after that, blacktopping.
Is that the normal word for that kind of surface, blacktop, as they use around here?
Well, it's bituminous. No, that isn't the name for it either. It's...
They used to use the term asphalt, but
yes,
asphalt. Mostly now they say blacktop.
Okay. Any other kind of paving surface they use?
Concrete.
Okay. Well, how would you call a road that's concrete? What would you call it? Say it's the...
That's what it is. It's concrete because it's cement is mixed with crushed rock and sand, and the product is called concrete. And when it's poured out for a highway, well, then it's a concrete highway.
Okay, you call it sometimes a concrete highway rather than a cement road or
anything. That's right.
Okay.
Cement is sometimes used, but that's wrong. That's for the product which is used to make the concrete. With sand, crushed rock, and water.
Okay. We were talking about rocks and stones earlier. Oh, one or two more things. What do you call a back road of some kind? Not a main road.
A back road is one that leads off into kind of an unknown area, not very often traveled.
Mm-hmm. But that's the word you'd use, back road?
Yes.
Okay. What about if you have an area that's fenced in, maybe to take the animals on a farm from one place to another, say to the barn or the pasture or something like that? Just a sort of path that they go along with fences on either side.
A lane.
That's a lane?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And out front, or out on the side here, you have what?
A driveway.
Okay. That's what we talked about rocks and stones. If, let's say, I had gotten here before you did. Your wife probably would have told me that you weren't
that I wasn't here at the time.
Or you weren't anything else, or I'm sorry, but he isn't
here right now, but he will be back soon.
Okay, can you think of something else other than here that you might say? As a matter of fact, I shouldn't be putting words in your mouth. What would you say? He isn't...
I might say he isn't here or he isn't home.
Okay, that's what I was looking at. Would you say at home?
Or? No, if you came and inquired, I would say he isn't home now.
Okay, which you wouldn't say to home, obviously.
No.
Okay. All right. If you went down to the local gathering place and saw someone that you knew, hadn't seen for a while, you might come back and say, guess who I
guess who I saw, or guess who I met, or
anything else you might say? Guess who I ran...
ran into.
Well, I thought of that first.
Okay. that's the trick, is the first thing that comes to your head.
Would say that too. Guess who I ran into.
Okay.